every voter has a chance to say, I stand up for every woman because women elected officials and judges have broad appeal. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As we do each Wednesday at 3 o'clock, we celebrate women elected officials, women Democratic elected officials who are pro-choice. And this week we have our special Emily's List guest, Yari Aquino. She's the Director of Strategic Communications at Emily's List. We've been talking about the importance of state Supreme Courts, the role that they play in pushing back against, frankly, what can only be called an abandonment of fundamental principles of democracy, government accountability, and some respect for the voters, as we see from Donald Trump, in essence, turning over the keys of the government, the most important, some of the most important decisions about both personnel and budgets and how to spend money, effectively just handing over the reins to a billionaire overlord, though who is a citizen, wasn't born here, holds, I think the last I heard was citizenship in three countries, who's working for, I don't know, why do we assume it's American best interests? It's very strange. Supreme courts, state Supreme Courts across the country are going to play such a critical role in pushing back against this extreme MAGA agenda, whether we're talking about billionaire overlords, money in politics, the right of women to choose, or again, simply protecting your right to vote. This election cycle here in the state of Wisconsin is no exception. April 1st, this, I think in a lot of ways, Yari, the trajectory of the state of Wisconsin will be decided in less than 5 weeks, whether we continue to allow folks that believe January 6th was a good thing to run our state or not. This simply couldn't be higher stakes. When you zoom out broadly, Yari, and you look at Emily's List's role in election cycles and trying to promote women that are pro-democracy as well as pro-choice candidates, is there a theme that you're seeing in how women candidates are being countered by the extreme MAGA right?
Yeah, I'd say something that we saw last cycle, even though obviously when it came to the White House, it didn't go the way that we wanted it to. Something that we saw with a lot of Emily's List Democratic pro-choice women is that women still defeated the odds, even in states where Trump won. Such as Wisconsin in the Senate, for example, we still had women overcome. And it's something that we always remind people, like women have showed us that when they have power, they will fight on behalf of working families, of our rights, our freedoms. And it's something that we have seen across the board. And as a result, Republicans are scared of progress. They have turned into this Trump MAGA obsessed party that is just wanting to take us back. They are attacking our freedoms. They're creating absolute chaos in the government. And we are seeing in the state level that trickles down to extremists being emboldened and empowered to try and pass these like extreme pieces of legislation that our women are having to fight against. And with running these campaigns and putting yourself out there, of course, there's so many barriers that women must overcome. And there's so many different fights to be had, but that is why Emily's List exists. And we are seeing, because of these fights and in cases like in Wisconsin's state Supreme Court last time around, which was our Emily's List first ever state Supreme Court endorsement to win that majority, it was something where we're seeing women overcome these barriers and the results are protecting our freedom. So it's something that we are going to keep doing, and we are committed, especially at the state level, and to take back the House, of course, but to grow centers of power. So we're really, really committed to this.
One of the ironies that I think abounds when I look at women's candidacies and their campaigns nationwide is that there is no perfect candidate. Unless you came out of some weird bubble and have literally done nothing of note in your entire life, which then begs the question, why would you be running? every single candidate, Republican and Democratic, will have some weaknesses, some mistake that has been made. The thing that I find absolutely incredible, and I find this in every single campaign that involves a woman, is that I will hear from those that oppose that female candidate an absolute thrashing of that individual as if they, their opponent has never made a mistake, or that the person talking about these candidates has never made a mistake. When if you compare the records of the two candidates in totality, inclusive of the mistakes and errors in judgment, nearly in every case, and certainly in the Schimmel-Crawford race here in Wisconsin, the errors, the mistakes aren't even comparable. Let me be specific about that. I am enraged by the idea that Republicans are attacking Susan Crawford for what was, or what she likely would admit, was both a filing error and a challenge in an individual sentencing decision. You stack that up against the 9,000 untested rape kits that Brad Schimmel sat on for the years he was an attorney general. And I will respectfully offer to every single one of those people that wants to talk about Susan Crawford's record, the impact of the harm of the mistake cannot even be, in good faith, laughably compared. Yari, as we approach the end of our segment here, what are your fundamental messages to Wisconsin voters about, again, why this particular election matters so very much, not just to women in Wisconsin, but to voters who want their government to work well and transparently for them?
I would say the most important thing is to remember what we're even talking about here. State Supreme Courts are where our rights are decided. When we want to challenge extremist attacks on our freedoms that are often coming from state legislatures where, let's say we have a Republican majority and they're trying to pass some anti-choice, homophobic legislation, attacks on working families, like those things are often attempted to pass there and then decided whether they're constitutional or not at the state Supreme Court. And that is why this is so important. We can't forget what we're talking about here. It's not just another election. These seats are for 10 years. It's something that is so critical. And just on the other side of the coin, what we want to pass freedoms, we want to protect our rights. That is also where those are decided. So it's something where we need to remember what we're talking about. And the fact that on April 1st, who we vote for will decide whether Wisconsin has reproductive freedom for years to come.
Thank you, Yari Aquino, Director of Strategic Communications at Emily's List. When we come back, it's today's installment of Over the Hump and Trump, a break from politics, which we all need. We're going to talk about sharing some kindness and goodwill in your community and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.